18. Hidden in the smile of an enormous cliff sculpture of a strikingly beautiful Hapen queen, the secret entrance to the royal hangar was, like everything associated with the Fountain Palace, a testament to the wealth and power of the Hapen Consortium. It was also designed to accommodate the sleek little skiffs and sport catches that messengers or secret lovers might fly, not working transports like the Millennium Falcon. As they started down the access tunnel, Han eyed the long line of crystal lumineers hanging from the ceiling and hoped C-3PO had been right about their clearances. It wouldn't be like Tenel Ka to hold it against him if he hit something, but it wouldn't make it any easier to convince her that Jason had to be stopped, either. In the co-pilot's seat, Leia suddenly gasped, then followed it up with a couple of sharp, short breaths. Han's eyes dropped to the maneuvering display. "What did I hit?" As far as he could tell, he still had at least 10 centimeters clearance on all sides. "I didn't feel anything." When Leia did not answer, C-3PO said,
"I don't believe you've hit anything yet, Captain Solo."
"You don't have to sound so disappointed." Han returned his gaze to the forward viewport and aligned the Falcon's loading mandibles squarely under the last ceiling lumineer. "It's not like you took the bet."
"There would be no purpose in betting against you," C-3PO replied. "I wouldn't have any place to accumulate my winnings. Droids aren't permitted to control financial accounts exceeding 1,000,000 credits.
Han might have retorted that C-3PO had nothing to worry about, but he knew the droid could recall every bet he had ever offered, and he really didn't want to listen to the inevitable tallying of accounts. Once the Falcon had finally left the access tunnel and entered the vast opulence of the Queen Mother's hangar, he glanced over to see why Leia still hadn't answered him. She was sitting forward in her seat, leaning into her crash webbing, her hand to her mouth. Her eyes were fixed out the forward viewport and focused somewhere, well, beyond. And she had the look. Han's heart dropped. Everything dropped. And as the Falcon swung toward the orange marshalling lights, he was not conscious of moving the yoke in that direction.
"Oh. Oh!" he gasped. "Not again. Not Jaina."
"No. Jaina's okay."
Leia was shaking her head, but she had the look of someone who had just watched a star explode.
"Well, sort of. I don't know."
"You don't know?" Han demanded.
He felt like loosing a volley of concussion missiles against the hangar wall, like firing the Sun Crusher into the galaxy core. If something had happened to Jaina, it would be just him and Leia now, because Jason didn't count anymore. They had talked it over on the way to Hapes, nice and calm, and it had taken them about 2 minutes to decide that both their sons were gone now, that Jason was dead to them. If they were losing Jaina too, it might be too much for them. Han didn't know if he could be that strong again, if he had it in him to help Leia through this the way he had when Anakin died. Han managed to guide the Falcon into its berth and drop her onto her landing skids, then took a few deep breaths, trying one of those Jedi calming techniques Leia had told him about to keep himself under control.
"Okay," he said. "What do you mean, sort of? Either you feel her alive or you don't."
Leia finally seemed to understand the panic she was causing and reached over, clasping his hand.
"She's okay. I mean, she will be. I think she's upset because she sensed the same thing I just did. Maybe she even saw it."
"Saw what?"
Leia squeezed his hand.
"Luke."
That was as far as she made it before she broke down croaking and sobbing. And that was all Han needed her to say. Luke was dead. It did not seem fundamentally possible, as though by some natural law the galaxy had to end before Luke did. But he knew that was what Leia meant.
"You're kidding." Han couldn't think of anything else to say. "You've got to be kidding."
Leia shook her head. "I felt this surprise, then this anguish. And Luke was just gone."
They sat in their seats, Leia letting her tears flow free, and Han too stunned to do more than hold her hand, for who knew how long. First Mara, and now Luke. It was more than coincidence. It made him wonder if some dark current in the Force had decided to target the Skywalkers. Or maybe Luke had decided to follow Mara into the Force and tried to take out a Star Destroyer with his lightsaber or something. The one thing Han knew for sure was that Luke could not have gone in the usual way, in a lightsaber duel or a dogfight, or just stepping off a pedwalk without looking. It would have taken something big, like a planet exploding, or a sudden change in the laws of physics. After a time, a tentative rap echoed through the hall, coming from the still-closed boarding ramp.
"Perhaps I should answer that," C-3PO offered. "Hangar security masters can be quite unforgiving about suspicious behavior these days."
"Thanks, 3PO," Han said. "Let them know we've just received some bad news. We'll need a while to put ourselves together."
"No." Leia began to dab her eyes dry. "Tell them we'll be out in a moment." "Of course, Princess Leia."
C-3PO started to turn away, then paused.
"And my condolences regarding Master Luke. Could you sense whether R2 was with him?"
Leia shook her head.
"I'm sorry, 3PO. I couldn't tell." "Yes, well, if Master Luke found it necessary to die, I'm sure R2 would have wanted to be with him."
Another rap echoed through the hall, this one more forceful, and C-3PO started aft. Leia unbuckled her crash webbing and stood, then checked her face in the canopy reflection.
"I'll just have to do this with puffy eyes," she said. "Let's go."
"Are you sure you're up to it?" Han asked. "Tenel Ka's almost family. She'll understand if you need a little time."
"Thanks, Han, but we don't have time."
She squeezed his arm.
"Not while Kashyyyk burns."
She started aft, pulling Han along. 40 years ago, she had burst into his life like a nova, then continued to burn bright that whole time, his guiding star and beckoning light. So he didn't know why he was so surprised by her strength now, why he hadn't expected her to meet this loss with the same courage with which she met any hardship. Maybe it was because he was having such a hard time accepting Luke's death himself. Not being able to actually feel someone die, he still needed to see the body before he could believe it. When they reached the hatch, they found a small honor guard of Royal Space Marines waiting down on the hangar floor. The captain, a striking woman with narrow green eyes and dark, full lips, stepped to the foot of the boarding ramp and bowed formally.
"Welcome, Princess. Her Majesty said to bring you up at once."
The captain gestured behind her, where, about 20 meters away, a pair of hammered orodium doors guarded an antique mechanical lift.
"If you'll follow me, your escort will join us."
Han scowled and joined Leia in not descending the ramp. "Our escort?" The captain shot an annoyed glance in his direction, but reacted as any well-trained Hapen officer would when questioned by a foreign diplomat's male staff. She ignored him. Han clenched his teeth and waited patiently for Leia to take the lead.
bucking 4,000 years of Hapan tradition, would not convince Tenelka of anything. Leia must have really been off her game, because it took a couple of seconds before she said,
"We came alone, Captain. What escort are you referring to?"
The captain scowled and was about to answer when a slender figure in a black flight suit stepped into view. After the long flight from Kashyyyk, the circles under her eyes were even deeper, and her curly blonde hair was matted flat with helmet sweat.
"That would be me," Tahiri said.
Han frowned, and Leia asked the question,
"What are you doing here?" "I came to see what you were doing," Tahiri replied.
Han noticed that her hand was hovering near the lightsaber hanging from her belt.
"And I don't think I'm going to like the answer."
"Then go away and don't ask." Han had the sinking feeling he was beginning to understand why Tahiri had followed them, and, just maybe, how Luke had gotten killed. "And I'd do it real fast before my suspicions start to get the better of me." The Hapan captain frowned at Tahiri.
"You told Approach Control that you were with the Solos." "In a way, I am," Tahiri said. "I'm here to detain them."
Han knew better than to reach for his blaster when a Jedi was practically holding her lightsaber, but he had plenty of time to step behind the bulkhead and reach for the door control. Unfortunately, Leia was already starting down the ramp.
"Detain us?" Leia demanded. "Don't tell me you're with Jason." "Somebody has to be." Tahiri remained near a landing strut, about 3 meters to one side of the boarding ramp. "He's only doing what's necessary to save the Alliance."
"You're too smart to buy that."
Han caught up to Leia and took her arm, then continued to address Tahiri.
"What's he got on you anyway?"
"On me?"
Tahiri looked away, and even Han could read the guilt in her feelings. All he needed was a good pair of eyes and a lot of sabacc experience.
"Nothing," Tahiri said. "I'm only doing what's right. Anakin would want me to support Jason."
This was too much for Leia.
"Anakin?"
She jerked free of Han's grasp, then stepped onto the hangar floors, sputtering something about Anakin never approving of torture and coups. Tahiri reached for her lightsaber, and Han realized the young woman was about to learn a very hard lesson about bad timing. And so was the honor guard captain, whose eyes widened with alarm as Leia snapped her own lightsaber off her belt.
"Put those weapons away now!"
The captain reached for her blaster pistol and started to step between Leia and Tahiri, until Han jumped down and pulled her back by the collar.
"Lady, you really don't want to..."
Han let the warning trail off as the captain spun on him, holding her blaster pistol under his nose.
"Okay, maybe you do."
He raised his hands and backed away.
"Be my guest."
A pair of lightsabers sizzled to life behind the woman, and sparks flew as Leia and Tahiri brought their weapons together. By the time the captain spun back around, the two Jedi were locked in a furious battle of flashing blades and flying feet.
"Stop!"
the captain ordered. She motioned to her squad, who instantly flipped their blaster rifle power settings to stun and leveled the barrels at the combatants.
"You will stop, or we'll open fire!"
Leia landed a jaw-cracking elbow under Tahiri's chin, and Tahiri slammed a knee into Leia's ribs. The captain cursed under her breath, then turned to her marines.
"Hold on," Han said. "That's a really bad..."
"Fire at will," the captain ordered.
Han dropped, barely reaching the floor before a flurry of stun bolts flashed toward the fight, then reversed directions as the two Jedi batted the attacks back toward their sources. The marines collapsed in moans and spasms,
the red-headed captain cracking skulls with Han as she landed atop him. He rolled out from beneath her, cursing and rubbing his head. The hangar was ringing with security alarms, and royal guards were pouring from hidden crannies and secret passages. But the two Jedi remained oblivious. Leia connected with a vicious thrust kick that bent Tahiri backward over a landing strut crossbar. Tahiri grunted and pointed at a loose blaster rifle, bringing it tumbling into Leia from behind, catching her between the shoulder blades and knocking her to the floor. Leia flipped onto her back and brought her legs up over her head, landing on one foot and pirouetting straight into the attack, her blade level with Tahiri's neck.
"Wait!" Han cried. "Not my strut!"
Leia accelerated her pirouette, trying to land the attack before Tahiri had time to block. And that was when Han began to realize his wife was really serious about this. She wasn't in it just to teach the younger woman a lesson.
"Leia, no!"
The plea made Leia hesitate just long enough for Tahiri to block. Then Leia was on her feet again, keeping Tahiri pinned against the strut, beating down her guard, slipping in knee and elbow strikes with a speed and ferocity that only a Barabel-trained fighter could achieve.
"Leia, stop!" Han yelled. "You want to kill her?"
Leia continued to press the attack, and Han realized that was exactly what she wanted to do. She had found a handy target for all her rage, just as he had when he'd blamed Anakin for Chewbacca's death. And she was determined to make Tahiri pay for what had happened to Luke, and for what Jason had become. Han snatched the blaster pistol from the captain's hand, and, hoping to startle his wife back to her senses, sent a bolt zinging past her. It glanced off the Falcon and left a black smoking furrow in the hull. Apparently, the captain had not set her blaster to stun. Leia glanced away just long enough for Tahiri to land a spinning back kick that sent her staggering away. Han sprang up to grab her. He was taking his life in his hands, but he knew Leia would never forgive herself if she killed Tahiri over a stupid comment and a couple of bad choices. He wrapped his arms around Leia's shoulders and pulled her back, then felt the air leave his chest and his feet leave the floor as she instinctively slammed an elbow into his ribs and started to throw him.
"Whoa, Leia!" he groaned. "It's me!"
He felt the tension leave her body, and his feet returned to the floor. Then Tahiri started to advance. Her haggard eyes filled with malice and anger.
"Don't do it," Han ordered.
He pulled Leia aside, and when she deactivated her lightsaber, stepped between her and Tahiri.
"Don't you dare!"
Tahiri stopped two paces away, her lightsaber still ignited, glancing from Leia to Han, and looking like a sabacc player trying to decide whether to fold or raise.
"You think this is what Anakin would want?" Han prompted. "His mother and his girlfriend trying to kill each other?"
"I certainly don't," a female voice said, coming up behind Han, and speaking over the drone of her own lightsaber. "And I won't have it in my hangar."
The anger in Tahiri's face quickly changed to embarrassment. She deactivated her blade and bowed, holding herself parallel to the floor.
"I apologize, Your Majesty. I didn't believe they would resist."
"Resist what?"
Tenel Ka demanded.
"Tahiri was trying to arrest us," Han explained.
He turned to find Tenel Ka behind him, dressed in a casual but elegant tunic and cloak that managed to make her look both regal and approachable, a stark contrast with the company of scowling guards behind her. And her timing was really bad. Tenel Ka deactivated her own lightsaber, then motioned Han up as though he had actually remembered to bow. She glanced at Leia's puffy eyes and frowned, then looked back to Han.
"You may explain, Captain Solo?
Sure, Han said, realizing Tenel Ka must not have felt Luke's death. He wasn't sure how that stuff worked, but since she hadn't been related to Luke, it didn't seem that surprising. Unless she had been close to them, Leia didn't usually feel it when other Jedi died either.
We think Luke just died. Leia felt it in the Force.
Tenel Ka's face fell, her expression morphing from shock to disbelief to sympathy in about a second and a half. She turned to Leia.
We are terribly sorry, Princess.
Tenel Ka didn't ask how it had happened, probably because she realized her question would only bring more grief, and Leia wouldn't know anyway.
The palace and its staff are entirely at your disposal. Please feel free to ask for anything you need.
Leia nodded, but failed to get out her words of thanks and reached for Han's arm.
Thanks, Your Majesty, he said. We appreciate that.
Of course you mean while they're under arrest here,
Tahiri said, boldly coming up behind Han and Leia.
There is still an Alliance detention warrant out for them. And I have already informed Colonel Solo that in recognition of their heroic service during our recent troubles, his parents have sanctuary everywhere within the consortium, especially within the royal hangar.
I apologize, Your Majesty,
Tahiri said, still determined to prevent them from pleading their case to Tenel Ka. At least that's why Han assumed Tahiri had followed them. She continued to stand behind the Solos.
I can't permit. You cannot permit?
Tenel Ka stepped past Han to confront Tahiri directly, followed by enough royal guards to overpower 10 Jedi.
This is the Hapen Consortium, Jedi Vela. I govern here, not Jason, not the Alliance, and certainly not you.
Of course, Tahiri said. I only meant the Alliance would disapprove.
At the moment, Hapes provides nearly a fifth of the Alliance's combat capacity,
Tenel Ka said.
The Alliance is in no position to disapprove of anything I do. Is that clear?
Of course, Tahiri said.
But there are no buts,
Tenel Ka interrupted.
Now tell me, were you injured when you attacked Princess Leia?
Tahiri's jaw dropped.
I'm the one who was attacked. I'll take that as a no.
Tenel Ka turned to a black-haired officer at her back.
In that case, Jedi Vela is ready to travel. Return her to her stealth-X and have her escorted out of Hapen space, Major Espara.
Espara inclined her head.
As you wish, Majesty. And if I may make a suggestion?
Suggestions are always welcome, Major,
Tenel Ka said.
You know that.
Thank you, Majesty,
Espara said.
It might be wise to keep the Stealth-X cloaking unit here on Hapes, just to be certain Jedi Vela doesn't slip away from our escort.
You can't, Tahiri objected. That technology is Jedi property. Colonel Solo would look very unfavorably on that.
Espara was ready with a smooth response.
And yet the Jedi deserted the Alliance at Kuat, while Colonel Solo is attacking them at Kashyyyk, and you are here, attempting to arrest the Solos on behalf of the Alliance.
She turned to Tenel Ka.
The war has grown so very confusing. It's difficult to tell whose side we're on at the moment.
Tenel Ka's brow rose. Then, after thinking for a moment, she nodded.
An excellent point, Major Espara. But I want Jedi Vela gone now.
keep the entire Stealth X, and supply her with a messenger skiff instead.
Jason won't put up with this, Tahiri warned. You're stealing an Alliance starfighter.
Tenel Ka shook her head. No, Jedi Vela. We are capturing an enemy starfighter. And since you were flying it, that must mean you are now an Alliance prisoner of war.
She turned to Major Espara.
Have her presented to Colonel Solo with our apologies for any misunderstanding. As you say, the war has grown so very confusing.
Espara smiled.
As you wish, Majesty.
The Major waved her company forward and cautiously disarmed Tahiri. Han pulled Leia to his side.
How are you doing?
Leia nodded.
Better. Thanks for...
She looked away, watching Espara's guards lead Tahiri off, then finished.
For stopping me.
Yes,
Tenel Ka said, joining them.
It was very courageous to step between two angry Jedi as you did.
Thanks, Han said, feeling a little embarrassed. It was nothing.
Nonetheless, please don't ever do it again. We are quite fond of you with all your limbs.
Tenel Ka smiled and waved them toward the antique lift.
Now perhaps you would tell me why Tahiri is so eager to keep you from speaking to me.
Because she's been spying on the Jedi for Jason, I think,
Leia said.
And she doesn't want you to hear what he's doing now.
To Han's surprise, Tenel Ka merely nodded.
This is what I was afraid of.
She stepped into the lift compartment and waved the Solos in after her, but held out her hand to stop Espara and the rest of her bodyguards.
You may join us in the anteroom, Major. The Solos pose no danger to me.
Espara nodded and closed the doors. As the lift began to rise, Tenel Ka's eyes grew wet, and her lip began to quiver.
So the intelligence reports I have been getting from Kashyyyk are true?
She asked.
I'm afraid so, Leia said. I wish there was a better way to put this, but there isn't. Jason is burning the planet to the dirt.
A single tear ran down Tenel Ka's cheek.
Why?
Who knows?
Han couldn't figure out why Tenel Ka was taking this so hard. She was acting like Jason was her kid or something.
Because he's Jason, and he doesn't like it when people say no to him.
This was too much for Tenel Ka. The tears started to flow more freely, and she touched a button on the wall. The lift stopped immediately, trapping them all inside the small compartment.
"Forgive me,"
Tenel Ka said, shaking her head in despair.
"I don't know what to make of so much sad news."
Leia scowled at Han behind Tenel Ka's back, silently scolding him for being so callous, even if he couldn't figure out what he'd said wrong, then nodded at Tenel Ka, signaling him to fix the mess he'd made. Han laid a tentative hand on Tenel Ka's shoulder, and suddenly she had her head buried in his chest, sobbing as the tough little girl he remembered from the Jedi Academy probably never had, forgetting for the moment that she was the sovereign of the largest independent realm in the galaxy. He wrapped his arms tight around her and stroked her red hair.
"It's okay, kid."
Han looked over her shoulder at Leia, searching for some hint about what to do next. But Leia was only staring at Tenel Ka's back, struggling to hold back her own tears.
"We should have found a better way to break it to you. I didn't think losing Luke would hit you so hard."
Tenel Ka muttered something unintelligible into Han's tunic, then pushed herself away, shaking her head.
"It's not Luke."
She cast a quick glance at Leia, then added quickly,
"I'm very sad to lose him, but it's more than that. It's Jason, too. The galaxy is coming apart around us, and he used to be the one person who seemed strong enough to hold it together."
"His methods are a little too brutal," Leia said gently. Tenel Ka nodded.
"He promised to make peace with the Jedi. Instead, he tries to arrest you at Mara's funeral and takes over the Academy on Ossus. Then he sends Ben to assassinate Cal Omis, and now he burns Kashyyyk."
She shook her head with what seemed equal parts sorrow and disgust.
"He took my last fleet, Han. He left Alana and me vulnerable. Us!"
Given the other promises Jason had broken, Han saw no reason Tenel Ka should have been surprised to be left hanging with no planetary defenses. But this hardly seemed like the time to rub her nose in past mistakes. Instead, he merely nodded sagely.
"You can't trust him, Tenel Ka," he said. "It took us a long time to figure that out, too."
"Yes. He has been fooling us all for far too long."
Tenel Ka pulled a small hand mirror from her pocket and began to examine her tear-streaked face.
"I think the time has come for someone to do the same to him. Don't you?"
Han lifted his brow.
"Does that mean what I think it means?"
"That is why you came here, is it not?"
Tenel Ka continued to study herself in her mirror, using the Force to reduce the puffiness around her eyes and balance her skin tone.
"To convince me to change sides?" "At least to withdraw your support," Leia clarified. "Given Corellia's recent interference in Hapen internal affairs, I'm not certain it's fair to ask you to support the Confederation actively."
"Come now, Princess."
Tenel Ka lowered the mirror, her face now perfectly composed, with no hint of the tears she had been shedding just a minute earlier. She pressed a button on the wall, and the antique lift began to rise again.
"We both know that if you aren't for Jason, you're against him."